Class 6. Subject Computer Science. Topic Chapter 1. Categories of Computer and Computer Languages. Today we are going to learn about 5 generations of computers. Do you know what is the generation of computers? Generation means time period. Basically, this term was used to distinguish between varying hardware technologies. All of you refer to page 3. Here we have the first generation of computer starting from 1940 to 1958. They were very big in size but had small storage capacity, slow in speed, consumed large amount of energy. They used vacuum tube as a technology. Have you seen picture of vacuum tube? Refer to figure number 1.1. The picture of vacuum tube has been shown. Turn page 4. In this page, two examples of first generation of computer has given, that is UNIVAC and ENIAC. The full form of ENIAC is Electronic Numerical Integrator and Computer. This was the first electronic computer. Second one, UNIVAC. Full form of UNIVAC is Universal Automatic Computer. This was the first commercially available computer. Now these two machines was developed by J. Eckert and J. Mockley. Next one is second generation of computer. The duration of second generation of computer is 1959 to 1963. They used transistor as a technology. They were faster, cheaper and more efficient than first generation of computer. Examples of second generation of computers are IBM 1401, RCA 501. Picture of transistor shown on the same page, figure number 1.4. Next one is third generation of computer. Third generation of computers duration is from 1964 to 1970. They were smaller, faster, cheaper and more efficient than second generation of computer. They used integrated circuit as a technology. Integrated means all the parts of computers are arranged together. Picture of integrated circuit shown on figure 1.7. Refer to next page 5. Fourth generation of computer. The duration of fourth generation of computer is from 1971 till the present. Fourth generation of computers were more powerful and reliable. They used microprocessor as a technology. Microprocessor is a small chip. They contain many integrated circuits on a single chip. They use a keyboard, mouse, scanner and so on for input and monitor, printer, speaker and so on for output. Next one is fifth generation of computer. Fifth generation of computer who are present and beyond. They support artificial intelligence as a technology that enables a computer to think like humans and perform human-like tasks. So we have seen that over the years, computers had gone through many changes. Please learn the chart on page number 6.